Is it our turn?
Yeah, why not?
All right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, we have to go to the principal's office here pretty soon.
Why?
Because we have to show them our little vaccination cards so we don't have to wear these damn masks anymore.
Right.
So we got to go down the hall to the principal's office and say, look, look, we got our shots.
Sluggo's acting like he doesn't know where the principal's office is. Please.
You know, I was just talking to my wife about that. How many times she went as a child? Once.
What?
Once. And she said,
in her whole schooling?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Can you believe it?
How did you end up with her?
I don't know. Poor girl.
That's absurd.
I know. Well, you know, I have a history of corrupting people like
of
yourself.
Of course. So there you go. I don't know which one of us is corrupting the other more.
I think we take turns, which is good. Yeah.
How much do you care about Britney Spears?
-5 bazillion.
I have seen a lot of coverage trending yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
And she was in court. She wasn't in court, but she was making a statement to the judge and
got a little support.
There were people out there with signs
from the folks.
And I was like, ooh.
You know, there's a lot of really important issues in the world.
Even knows enough about the reality of that situation to take sides?
I don't think I know anyone young enough to know about it, actually.
That's super weird.
Yeah. It is. But good for her.
There's a new song from Journey.
Yeah, that's right. Marcy
is going to break Marcy's heart.
Yeah,
but
we got to talk about that. We talked about it a minute ago before you got here. So it was a tearful moment for her.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What's in Subway's fish?
Yeah.
Do we want to know?
No.
I, for one, do not. I'm fine not knowing. I want to put my head in the sand.
And chow down.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that documentary on McDonald's.
Oh, remember I never that? Got around
no,
to it either.
I don't want to. I love McDonald's.
Yeah, you would really have a rough
Why
time.
Why would I
it?
Watch something that makes me not like something I love? Absurd.
Yep.
Tattoos you regret on the show today.
Nice. That's always fun.
There was a soldier that got a swastika on his testicle.
That's right. He decided to have a tattoo, a nice one for mom to enjoy. And it was
now, I've heard that tattoos are very painful. I don't have any.
Right.
But can you imagine that?
I mean, if you're going to go for it, like,
on your...
Yeah, yeah, no.
No!
I mean, if you're going to go for it, though, you know, the whole thing is sort of, I can put up with the pain, I can deal with it. So that proves it. You can have it there.
I don't...
You can take it.
That seems exceptional.
Oh, that's insane.
And no one's going to see it.
No, and it's a swastika.
There's that, too.
Let's add that mark.
It's a minor problem. And we have our 1 second of nonstop
raw
that is up to $2,000.
Hell yeah.
It's the last one we're going to do.
Ever.
So if you want to win it, you can win it between now and 4 on 95.5 KLOS. Driving in today, I heard a very sad story.
Oh my God, you were listening? This is terrible. Are you okay?
A little girl at one point liked the tweet of Neil Sean.
Well, Journey.
From Journey.
Oh, yeah.
And then was, it seems heartlessly, unfollowed by that account.
He unfollowed her after she liked something that he had to say?
That's what I heard on the way in.
Unfollowed her? Who could do
all
such
she thing? Did was like a tweet.
You know she had Journey posters on her wall back in the day?
That.
Of course. As
I didn't
a
hear
child,
that part.
A small child. Shivering in the dark, listening to Journey.
Was she destroyed? Do you know when the Philippine lead singer took over?
I have no idea, honestly. I really don't know.
Her heart was broken.
Yes.
Is what we heard.
Yes. Neil was following Marcy, our friend Marcy, our dear friend Midday Marcy here on KLOS. Neil of Journey. And then one day, for no reason,
he turned on her.
Turned on her and won't turn back. She's reached out to him many times, to the management of Journey.
Now Journey has a new song out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was too painful for Marcy to play.
Even though everybody said, play it! Hey, play it, Marcy!
That was her mistake for asking people what they thought, because it was her heart that said no.
Actually, I said no. I'm like, you should
you
play
said
it.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, like, keep this going. It's funny.
So we told her we'd play it.
Yeah.
Just so that she didn't have to suffer the heartbreak.
Yeah. Marcy, we feel for you. And the video is going to make you sad as well when you see the video for this one. The way we used to be. I mean, we should actually dedicate it to Marcy. With
it's
that
a brand
title.
New
yeah.
song from Journey called The Way We Used to Be.
Neil, look inside. See if you don't see little Marcy sitting on her bed. Tweeting
with your poster.
You. Yeah, with your poster. Tweeting at you.
She still has your poster.
No, I took it.
Oh, okay.
I've got it now.
This is a new Journey song.
Brand new stuff from Journey, the way we used to be. KLOS.
You know who wasn't listening to that new Journey song right there, the way we used to be?
No, who?
Little Marcy.
Poor Marcy.
Probably sitting around her bed right now, tearing down the posters. Maybe cutting.
Cutting up the posters? Like, yeah, sure. No, I was just going in a different direction.
You were just trying to save it?
Yep. The way we used to be is what that's called. That's all Marcy wants, to get back to the way she used to be with Neil when he was following her on Twitter. And
back in the good old days.
Yeah, decided to unfollow her.
When did love die?
When did love die? Maybe during the pandemic. That's what the whole video is about, by the way. It's an animated video for the New Journey
Maybe
song.
Maybe that's him reaching out to
her. Think? Maybe Neil? Maybe
Neil is saying, hey, we need to go back to the way we used to be when you liked my tweets.
And then I went and blew it by encouraging her not to play it, even though people said, yes, mend the fences. Play it today, Marcy. Mm. And I'm like, no, listen to your heart. Listen to your fart. I always do the wrong thing.
That's New Journey. All right, we'll take a break and come right back.
Who, you ask? See, because Hailstorm is who that is.
Who
that is. 95.5 KLOS. Sorry. Wow. Long Live Rock cover there.
Oh, that's what you're going for.
That's bad. I apologize.
Have you seen all the Britney Spears news?
Well, speaking of bad, somewhat, kind of.
It's one of those weird stories that I don't feel like I ever fully know about, so I keep my mouth shut.
Sure. Yeah, right.
Because is she crazy? No idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she completely sane and her parents taking advantage of her? Don't know.
I don't know. Yeah,
no clue whatsoever. Here's Channel 7's report on it.
Spears is asking a judge to end her conservatorship, saying that she wants her life back and condemns her own father.
Outside the hearing in downtown L.A., dozens of fans are gathered demanding the court free Britney. Eyewitness News reporter Carlos Granda was in the courtroom. He joins us live now with the dramatic testimony. Carlos?
Well, that's right. And Britney Spears spoke about this in open court for the first time. The lawyers for the conservatorship in the beginning actually asked for this hearing to be closed. They said they wanted medical records sealed, but Britney Spears interrupted them and said she would like the entire hearing to be public.
Okay. Wow.
So there's people outside the court that took the time to make signs?
For Britney? Wow.
Yes. And I just find that odd because of all the things that are seem to be like real problems.
Out in the world, yeah.
Out in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And probably these people aren't picketing anywhere else for any of the other reasons that need to be picketed.
Right.
Odd. Listen to this.
What do we want? When do we want it? Yeah.
How do these people, how do they know enough?
Right. Like, and it is a terrible situation. I mean, she's basically what? I don't even know.
I mean, I think they're saying that she can't control herself because of that instance when she lost it and shaved her head. Remember all that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And her parents are taking
her
care of her?
Dad has a conservatorship, so he basically runs her life.
Free her from her dad,
yes,
who's trying to help. Shut it down.
We
shut
don't
down
know
dad.
If he's trying to help her. Is he right. An awful dad? Who knows?
Yeah.
That's my point. Like, how do you know?
Well, if your daughter was a pop star, Kevin, which
yes,
very likely in the near future is going to be
sure,
the case,
of course,
and she sort of went off and maybe shaved her head and seemed a little, wouldn't you step in and try and help out?
Yeah, I would. But I don't know that he's has her best interest. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I just don't know what. There's too many complexities in this case to know where you stand.
Let's take the guy out for a beer and see what he has to say.
Who?
Her dad.
Jamie Spears?
Sure.
No.
Come on.
Even though she wasn't in court, the hearing brought out fans who wanted to show their support.
I think she's being treated extremely unfairly. I mean, the legal system is using its, you know, repression against her and using her own money to keep her in the conservatorship. So we came out here to support Britney and just let her know that we're here to fight till she's out of the conservatorship.
I need him to fight for us. I want more time off. Dude, I deserve more time off to lie around on the couch and do nothing.
I don't think that's what he
needs to make a sign.
Concerned about. He's concerned
outside
about free Britney. When now?
Spears made her appearance on the phone. No video, so we couldn't see her as she gave details of her life.
That sounds like Matt Penfield.
It sort of does,
doesn't
it?
Yeah.
Under this conservatorship, on a screen there were several attorneys and the judge. Spears complained that she has no control over her life. She says the people who did this to her should not get away with it. She claims doctors were giving her medications that she didn't want, and she was trapped. And she says her father approved all of it. She says it's all about control, and that her father enjoyed that control.
This is such a like a
that could be 1,000% true.
Right, but it's such a pre-pandemic story. This is the sort of nonsense that was going on all the time before everything got shut down.
Yes,
and
but
serious.
If she's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then this is a real problem.
Well, you seem very concerned. That's nice.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how you know which side you're on based on. I guess you believe Britney 100% or you don't, but I don't know what the truth
is. Don't give a rat's
or you don't
ass.
Care. Sure, there's that
know,
group.
Yeah. But yeah.
There's that group, but they're I mean, not down I'm there outside, to, yeah. outside the court.
I'm willing to go down there and counter protest if you want, just for the hell of it.
Keep Britney
locked up. Yeah.
Lock up Britney.
Yeah,
when?
Yeah.
Now.
Lock her up. When? Whenever you get around to it.
That sounds like Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb! I need to watch Guardians of the Galaxy now, thanks to that. In 3D. I have a Blu-ray 3D, you know.
Oh, how proud are you?
I am really very sad. Wow, so we just... Yeah.
Who knew?
God.
Who knew? We just don't know anything.
No.
We got a text from a friend of both of ours who would know
yep, she was
about Britney Spears.
Yep, music director at MTV at one point, and at that other station, Carol Screw.
Britney's dad is awful. He gets $16,000 a month to run her trust, and she gets $8,000. It's outrageous!
So, if Darcy is saying that it's a BS situation,
yes.
I tend to believe it, then.
I would agree with her as well.
So, good for you supporters
nice
out
job,
there.
Yay, everybody.
Well done! Yay!
That's what we meant to say.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. I don't know if you remember.
Right, sure.
Properly.
That's what
yeah,
we were
yeah,
saying.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah.
All right, we have $2,000. We'd like to give it to you.
Non-stop rock is stopping.
This is our last one.
Yeah, we're down to the bottom of the barrel.
So it's going to be $2,000 until someone wins it.
Yeah.
And this is the second day? Third day?
Second day. Yep, and 46th clip. We've done 46
wow.
of these. Yeah.
So. All right, so we are going to play it for you again. Then be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. If you know the title of the song and the artist, you'll win $2,000.
And here is your clip. What do you think that is? Good luck. I wonder how long this is going to go. What if it goes through the rest of the summer before someone figures out what it is?
It would suck.
That would be $2,000.
We'll just take the $2,000.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do it now.
It's Kevin and Slugos. 1 second of non-stop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Is this Stacy?
No, this is Jeff.
Jeff. We were just expecting Stacy because she's called every day. And it's odd that she gets
I know. I heard
isn't
that
weird?
Yeah, it's weird.
What's she doing? How's she doing that? She probably works at a phone company.
Does she live with you?
No.
Okay, just checking. All right, Jeff, do you know the song?
Don't say it yet,
but do you know it?
I got a couple guesses. I'm going to go with the one I think is going to be it.
All right, nice. We're going to play it for you again, and then you can choose which one you want to guess, all right?
All right.
That was very well said.
Thank you.
All right, name
That's
of the
my
song
specialty.
And the artiste of this clip. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here it is. What is that?
I'm going to go Led Zeppelin Rock and Roll.
It is not.
It is not.
I'm sorry.
Ooh.
So roll over and tell Stacy you guys lost again.
But call next hour.
All right.
Okay.
Hey,
thank you. Sorry about that.
Anyways, so it's going to be worth a full $2,000 now next time.
Right, exactly.
Because that's how much money we have left.
Right.
That is the new Greta Van Fleet Built by Nations. Kevin, you know I'm always talking in old English.
Yes, I don't know why you do that.
I just saw a post that these guys...
Because no one ever has any idea what you're talking about.
And that's ideal, actually. Greta Van Fleet, 4 hours ago, posted this, praying for the night to comfort thee. So they're just as weird as I am.
Yeah, that's not.
Come on, guys.
Any better.
Speak normal. Why don't you speak normal?
Yeah.
I've heard that a lot in my life.
Subway's tuna sandwiches have been found to contain zero traces of tuna DNA.
Dun, dun, dun.
According to a new lab study. Here's my whole thing.
Uh huh.
I don't want to know what I'm eating.
You know, our boss loves those sandwiches.
There's two different types of people in the world.
Uh-huh.
There's the people that need to know everything.
Right.
And then there's people that put their head in the sand.
Right.
I'm in the second category.
So you don't care that there is absolutely no tuna whatsoever in the Subway tuna sandwiches, apparently.
Allegedly. I would rather there be tuna.
A bit of tuna, maybe a wee bit of fish.
Having said that, mm-hmm. Do you want to know how the sausage is made?
Hell
no. You know
no.
what I mean?
I do, and I do not.
Apparently, there's a class action lawsuit that claims that the franchise is misrepresenting fish.
Right.
And there was somebody on TikTok that was making the fish sandwich, and it had, like, paste. It looked like a red cement paste.
Oh, yeah.
And they added water to it, and it's like, how's that?
Well, you ever seen a giant thing of beef that's never really been a cow that they pull stuff off to? I mean, it's got to be along the same lines.
That's what I would think.
But there's not even DNA in it, apparently, from
well,
a fish.
Well, this was 5 months ago. Somebody is suing the franchise. Mm-hmm. Recently, the New York Times bought a bunch of different sandwiches from the Los Angeles area.
Right.
And froze them and sent them to somebody to identify what it was.
And it came back not of this earth.
Hey, we've not seen this before. The lab that tested the Subway tuna sandwich has found, quote, no amplification products from the DNA. So they cannot identify the species.
Wow.
They did a DNA test on
Wow.
it.
Well, so it's probably, if it's not like some sort of fish product, it's probably just plant-based, isn't it? I mean, aren't they...
I mean, I would guess.
I mean, what else would
again,
it be?
Again, head in sand. And by the way, I like Subway.
Right.
I would eat this sandwich. I don't care that it's not fish. Come on. Come on.
I mean, if you're going to live in a modern society and eat out, you're going, especially fast food, you're going to run into stuff.
I mean, I would say this. I would say this isn't the worst fast food. I like Subway.
Yeah, no, it's certainly worse. Yes.
I eat sandwiches from there a lot. I'm fine. I don't need a DNA test.
You know, you have some weird stuff growing out of the top of your head.
Yeah,
though,
but
you
that's,
haven't seen
doesn't everyone?
Tentacles of some sort. But other than that, yeah, you can go here.
The analysis was led by the New York Times. They bought 5 feet of sandwiches from the Los Angeles area. They were ordered without cheese or vegetables to avoid contaminating the test.
Sure.
The reporter proceeded to remove the tuna meat from the sandwiches before freezing it, sending it off to a lab. They tested it for DNA, and they said, we don't know what this is.
I love that. That's awesome. I mean, so if you really read the fine print on the menu or wherever maybe they say what everything is, does it say 100% real tuna?
I doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. This is one of those topics that I'm good not going into. I didn't watch the McDonald's documentary that tells me how awful everything in McDonald's is because I like it.
So that means, like, if you were to accidentally poke your head out of the sand for a second and see how they make the sausage, you wouldn't want to eat it anymore, you think? Is that your
fear?
Maybe.
Yes, maybe.
Okay. Have you ever experienced...
Because I love McDonald's, so I never... What was it called?
I don't remember. I know what you're talking about, though.
A Big Mac Me or whatever the hell it was.
Something like that. Not Mac and Me, though. The worst movie ever made. Great for riffing. Mac and Me, remember they did they tried to make Ronald McDonald
Early
80s. Dig out that movie.
Oh,
it's one of the worst things ever. Make sure if you like riff tracks or someone's making fun of it when you watch it. Because otherwise.
So here's my theory on food. If you go to a nice restaurant, you should be able to prove that the fish is fish.
Sure. Well, it shouldn't even be a question. But yeah.
Right.
You should be able to,
it should be able to be tested immediately and be fish.
But if it's something
Once you start working into the fast food world.
Right.
Maybe, you know, I would say if you were to ask me just on a random day, should Subway put
actual
fish
tuna
in their fish sandwich? I would say yes.
But today's not that day, apparently.
But do you want to test it with DNA? Do you want to find out what it is? If you're going to fast food, like I just said, I love McDonald's. Just open put it in your pie hole.
Right.
And eat it.
Yeah.
And you like it or you don't, move on with your life.
I tend to agree.
I don't care
exactly.
What it is.
Yeah, tend to agree.
And if it's not fish, I really don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is.
So when I find out what it is,
don't tell me.
We'll eventually. I'm going to tell you on the radio.
Because I'm enjoying
live
my fast food.
And in person.
And
I'm
I like
tell
Subway's
you.
Tuna sandwich, and I don't care that it's not tuna.
I can't even imagine what it would be, though. Something horrible. I can't imagine. I mean, seaweed,
like
which isn't that horrible.
Cow hooves or whatever.
Right.
I mean, are they just making it out of
But they would be
eyeballs?
Able to figure that out, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Eyeballs.
They didn't say they tried to figure out what the DNA was. They just tested it. Is it fish?
Oh, right.
Which, of course, it should be.
Right? You would think there might be a minuscule amount of fish in there.
But once it's not, I'm backing away from that study.
But then you're still shoving it down your throat.
Yes. Because I enjoy it.
Yeah. Delicious.
That's how I live my life. 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Our 1 second of nonstop
rock
is coming up before 5 o'clock for $2,000.
It is all the way up to $2,000 now. That's crazy.
We did a story yesterday out of Florida where a guy operated on the wrong ball.
Dr. Wrong Ball. That's what we're calling it.
Dr. Wrong Ball seemed like the bad dude. And today I have another ball story.
Oh, no.
So it's time for Kevin and Sligo's Ball Watch.
No. Kevin and Sluggo's Ball Watch. Ball Watch. Ball Watch 2021. Now from Ball Watch headquarters, your official Ball Watch correspondents, Kevin and Sluggo.
No wonder he wanted us to listen to it. An Austrian soldier who posted online pictures of a swastika tattoo on one of his testicles.
What?
Was sentenced to 19 months in prison.
What?
So we're going to take calls from you, our audience, at 818-955-KLOS if your tattoo got you in trouble.
Oh, those are bulls.
Maybe it was a... This is a tattoo on a ball.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm thinking of Arrested Development. Henry Winkler's line.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, those are balls. And wait, there's a swastika on one of them. Wait, so he got a swastika tattoo on his scrotum.
Yes.
Wow.
The sentence handed out earlier this month by an Austrian court to the 29-year-old soldier, who was not named, said that it's illegal to display Nazi memorabilia in Austria.
Oh, so he is it because he posted it and not necessarily because he has it on his body?
He had received a suspended prison sentence for posting online pictures of Nazi war World War II memorabilia.
Right.
So he's already been in trouble with the law there. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he showed others with whom he had served.
Right.
Which brings up other questions.
Yes, it does.
pictures of the swastika tattoo.
Yeah, take a look at this. Huh? What do you think about that?
No, look at my ball. You're in the wrong conversation if that's...
Oh, man, yeah.
The soldier said he had been very drunk when he got the tattoo earlier this year.
Oh, all right. Well, then, you know.
But he got the tattoo earlier this year.
You better be really drunk to be getting the needle stuck in there with the ink. Here you go.
Oh, that just
lie back here.
So painful.
You better just be wasted. I'm going to be on another planet.
I don't think there's enough wasted.
No, I don't either.
For that.
No.
But he did it, and he's in trouble for it. He's serving prison time.
Did you get in trouble? 818-955-KLOS.
You regret
your tattoo.
Your tattoo got you in trouble. Maybe it's an X.
I mean, if you're... Yeah.
Which a lot of people do.
Sure.
But maybe it's a swastika on your ball. We don't know.
You know, a big part of...
Or do you have a ball tattoo? Call us now.
A lot of times, a big part of it is... Yeah. I don't want to see any pictures, though. Please.
Who's
I'm begging
done that?
You.
Oh, those Who's are done that? And why would you do that?
I mean, a big part of it is always, you know, I can put up with the pain. I got it. No problem. So I guess that is the ultimate proof of I can deal with the pain, if you get it there.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, you know.
But is that how you want to prove it? Can't you prove it any other way?
You'd think.
Guy got a swastika tattoo on his ball.
What about you? 818-955.
If you've got the swastika tattoo on your nut, call now. 955 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo with our 1 second of nonstop rock. We're $2,000 coming up in a few minutes.
Yes.
Right now, it's time for Ball Watch.
Now, Kevin and Sluggo's Ball Watch. Ball Watch. Ball Watch 2021. Now, from Ball Headquarters, your official Ball Watch correspondents, Kevin and Sluggo.
Austrian soldier in prison for showing photos of swastika tattoo on testicle.
Like you do.
KLOS, you have a tattoo?
Yeah, actually, it's a friend of mine. He's got a German soldier tattooed on his scrotum.
Why? How do you know?
That's a good question.
He pulled it out one time and showed everybody, and it was pretty classic.
Wow. Does it, like, have one of those helmets with the pointy thing on it, the old German helmet?
It did.
Oh, my God, that's classic.
It did have a helmet with the pointy thing on it.
Wait, the ball had a helmet or the tattoo had a helmet?
The tattoo had a helmet.
Gotcha. Just checking. You never know.
Wow, classic.
So you saw that.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't help but look.
I
had to ask, how bad did it hurt?
And what was his answer?
It was a little painful, he said.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll bet.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you for calling. That is amazing. You know what? We're going to find out there's lots of tattoos like that, aren't we?
Ball tattoos?
Yes.
I don't want a ball tattoo.
I bet that's the deal. Hi, KLOS, tell us about your tattoo.
Hey, so it's not my tattoo. It's my ex-husband's tattoo, and it's part of the reason he's my ex.
Oh, is that right? Wow, okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm not religious, but I'm also not sacrilegious. First tattoo he ever got, from his hip all the way down to his ankle. It was the Virgin Mary with her breast hanging out.
Wow.
With Mark Anthony fighting the devil.
Wow.
That's definitely a different level of drunk.
Yeah, that took more than one session.
Oh, it took more than one session, and he was in Mexico getting it done and calling me every day and never told me.
Oh.
And then we were on our way to a concert, and I saw it. And we split up over it.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a tattoo getting you in trouble, all right.
You don't have the Virgin Mary topless on your leg.
That does seem like an odd choice.
Wow. Right? And yeah. And you have children that you're going to walk around parks with.
No. Ta-da!
Yeah, right?
Wow. All right, thank you for calling. That is amazing.
Wow. KLOS, tell us about the tattoo that got you in trouble.
My helmet's got Tweety Bird's face on it.
Really?
Why?
Really?
Did that hurt? Had to have hurt.
Yeah. What? A little bit bloody, but it's good.
Were you drunk?
Of course. I was in the Marine Corps.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And does it work with the ladies?
I got quite a few surprised looks and
I would think.
Horror a couple times.
This is one of my favorite cartoon characters. I can't this.
He smiles big.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Just before we do our 1 second of nonstop rock,
a couple of responses
from my tweet about the person, the prison for Australian soldier over photo of swastika tattoo on his testicle.
Mm-hmm.
One says, since we all know that Hitler only had one ball, maybe he was just trolling.
Hey,
from Dave.
That's pretty, that's a good
and
angle.
Another said, not even Hitler would get a ball tattoo, and I think that's probably true.
He'd be like, what are you kidding?
What are you, insane?
I love the swastika. I'm putting it on that. Get out of here. Eva would be all upset.
All right, let's give away some money, shall
we?
$2,000 for our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Chicken dinner.
I didn't know we were competing until about halfway through that.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
All right, we're going to play the clip. If you know it, be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win $2,000.
And here is your clip. What do you think it is?
Now's the time to call. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Patty. I think I know who it is.
Hi, Patty. Don't tell us yet.
But first, you have to be caller 13.
And it turns out, I'm sorry, Patty. You are.
You're caller 13.
No.
Yes, you are.
I am?
Yes.
Yep. I won. Okay.
And you think you know what it is. That's good. You get $2,000 if you get it.
Okay, well, I think I do.
All right. Cool. We're going to play it for you one more time.
Tell us the name of the song and the artiste. And would you like a quick hint?
Yeah.
We don't usually do this, but I'll tell you two things. It's a rock song, and it was recorded by humans on Earth. I hope that helps.
It does a lot.
Nice. All right, cool. All right, here's the clip. Tell us what it is and who it's by, and you get that $2,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What do you think that is?
I think it's Led Zeppelin's Good Times, Bad Times.
It is not. It isn't.
No!
I'm sorry.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Try again tomorrow between 3 and 4.
I'm going to be all the way up to $2,000.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's still one of my all-time favorite videos. That was just a entertaining. I remember the first time I saw it come on. I'm like, I love this song. What the hell? Oh, man.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a bizarre mixture, wasn't
cool.
it?
Cool. Yeah, I like it.
There's a new TV show that's coming on Netflix, and it's called Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast.
And people... How would you describe it? People are made up as animals.
Okay, so you showed me some of the video. It's like professionally done makeup that really you can't see who they are at all.
Or what they look like at all.
And they can be anything. They can be like a zombie, an alien, a shark. There's one girl with a shark head and a nice... You can't tell anything of what
Maybe
they look like.
Maybe a dolphin head. I don't even know what it
some
is.
Some damn thing. Yeah.
But you're supposedly supposed to see... Can you fall in love with somebody that you don't know what they look like?
Right.
I would say girls can and guys can't,
yeah,
for the most part.
Probably
but,
about right, yeah.
Let's hear the trailer for this because it's absurd.
I want to get married. I want to have babies. Before I'm like 26, do you have health insurance?
Welcome to the strangest blind date ever.
Hey, how you doing?
Damn. How are you?
How you doing?
Could you fall in love with someone based on personality alone?
What is your ideal woman?
Personality for me is everything.
First personality check.
You're the best looking devil I've ever seen.
This is really weird right now.
So he said ass first personality, yes. But the way he said it was through a mask, so it sounded even more ridiculous.
Yeah, like we need to listen to more people talk through masks.
Well, I guess we're all used to it now, at least.
I guess.
Would you count this as a weird experience for you?
Cheers.
So, I like your fin.
I like
like your fin.
Wow.
She had a fin on her head.
She looks like a dolphin.
Yeah, you know what? I have to say, as ridiculous as it is, I almost am kind of interested in this show.
No, you're not.
I mean, I wouldn't commit more than 10 minutes to it, most likely, because I just...
Yeah. You would be interested in watching it to see what it was?
Yeah, because it's kind of an interesting concept. I mean, I didn't...
It could be awful.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Naturally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But would you go on a show like that?
No! I mean, I would to be funny.
Hold on,
no.
I have to cancel your booking. Hold on a second.
No, supposedly they set them up for, I think, marriage? I don't know. It's
marriage!
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just a ridiculous looking show.
So the zombie ended up marrying the dolphin, apparently.
I wish I remembered which show it was. I love a show that's awful.
Right.
But I have a friend who was on it.
What? On
a show?
On a terrible show?
I don't want to say what terrible show it is because okay. I have a friend that's on it.
Right.
But it has to do with three different people. Two of them are lip syncing, and one is singing for real.
Oh, yeah, I kind of remember that.
And then you have to mm-hmm. guess, like, who the real singer is.
Right.
But you really don't have any clues.
That would have been huge in MTV days, back when videos were on.
It was.
You'd be able to
I'm going to be honest. It was awful, and I watched the whole thing.
You like bad television.
I do. In that case, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
It was sort of... I mean, it was so bad, though.
I mean, I like bad television, but in the way of it has to be public access. My favorite television I've ever seen
of course,
was New York City public access in the mid-90s. Oh, my God, it was brilliant.
Yeah, same.
It was just chaos.
Same.
It was insanity.
But this is not chaos.
No.
This is just odd, weird.
Right.
There's a guy that looks like a beast with horns, a cow, and he's talking to a girl with a dolphin head. I mean, it just looks insane.
So you drop some acid and watch this show. That's the big plan.
So the topic is then...
The weird shows you like.
That
dumb
are,
shows.
Let's be honest. You know they're terrible.
Yep. You and used to love Gilligan's Island, and you loved it.
Yeah, that's true. But even, I'm saying, even shows now that are terrible.
Friends.
And I recognize as being, not friends, and I recognize as being terrible.
Right.
I still love somehow.
Yeah. Okay. Like what?
And I sort of like that one I was telling you about.
Right, right, right.
Three different lip syncers.
Right,
and I was
right.
What kind of ridiculous premise is this?
And you binge it, and you're like 3 days later.
Yes. And then you're like, what?
Find yourself on the couch.
What did I just do? And you watch the whole thing, and I don't know exactly why, but I am willing to say both things. It's awful.
Right.
And I watch it. So that's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. TV shows.
All over.
Approved rock.
He's got stuff
KLOS.
To say.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What is a terrible show that you enjoy watching? KLOS, hello.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Thank you.
My name is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I'm with Sherman Oaks. And, well, there's a show that is, well, not technically bad, but it's a guilty pleasure of mine. I watch it with my cousin and I. It's a Fox show that is a reality show that's been going on for quite a while. It's called The Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
Oh, yeah, Masked Singer. That's kind of like this new show. That's what I was thinking. I couldn't think of the name of it. But you like it, huh?
Yeah, I do like it.
It's terrible.
I know it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know it's ridiculous and all, but I find it fun.
But it sucks you in. All right.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, that's kind of what we're talking about.
That's what we're looking for.
Thanks for calling.
You know what's bad, and you watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank
you. Hi, KLOS, terrible TV shows that you like.
No, the worst one of all were like in 76 when I was a kid, Sigmund and the Sea Monster. That thing was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It was a seaweed monster. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I do.
I do, and I think if you were high, it was a different show altogether.
It was a brilliant show. It was insightful and deep.
I was too young. I was only like about 11, but now I can figure all those like Marty Kraftman
Programs
that they had were like LSD or some good ass weed. But
HR Puffin stuff, you can't do a little because you can't get enough. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Favorite bad TV show?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I made a Herculean effort to sit through Sharknado. I could not do it.
I watched Sharknado, and it was so bad I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that one I didn't hate so much.
I couldn't do Sharknado 2, 3, and 4, and 5,
and 74.
Those are.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
What about The Room? That's a terrible,
movie, too.
And why do we have to see his butt for an hour?
It's almost bad enough, though.
Yeah.
Comes back around.
Or is bad enough.
818-955-KLOS. Terrible shows that you love. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We were telling you about Sexy Beast on Netflix, which is a furry-looking dating show?
Yes, everybody's costumed up, basically, and you have to decide if you like the person. Maybe even want to marry them. That's their goal, right?
Yes, and I believe Sluggo and I are both in.
Yeah, I kind of am.
And it's going to be terrible.
Oh, it's going to be horrible.
Right? But still, we're going to watch it.
Yeah,
and
I think
so. That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. You have one?
Without a doubt, hands down, Tiny House Nation. It's an absolute train wreck, and my wife and I love watching convince themselves they can live in 200 square feet.
Yeah, I like that one too, honestly. I do. I almost think one of these days I'll live in one of those.
Tiny House Nation.
Yeah. Mm. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Terrible shows you like.
Oh, it's got to be Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah. And you like that.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's awesome. Do you
you give me a roundhouse before you even get out of the house.
Classic lines. That's awesome. Thank you, man. Hi, KLOS. Terrible TV that you like.
It's called Rubber.
The Rubber?
The Rubber.
No, called Rubber. It was about...
I don't love it. What?
Blew people's heads off.
What are you talking about?
It's a tire, literally a tire that blew people's heads off, and the tire's name was Robert.
Wow, dude, I think you've had a little too much H&R Puffin stuff.
I want whatever you're on.
Yes, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Actual TV shows that existed that you loved.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. We were talking about Sexy Beast, which is the name of a new dating show, I believe, that's coming on Netflix soon.
It's very disturbing almost to hear you say Sexy Beast,
They sort of dress up like furries, and then they go on a date, and you never see what the person looks like, and it looks awful, and I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, awful and fascinating.
And that's what we're looking for. TV shows that you know are probably bad, but you watch them anyway. KLOS, hello.
How about Naked and Afraid? You know, they're all tired and beat up and hungry and pissed
I've never
off.
Actually watched it. Do you actually see any nudity?
No, they can't show you any nudity.
Then what's the freaking point?
That's the thing. You know, you're hoping that the hoo-hoo and the ha-ha.
Yeah, exactly. I need some hoo-hoo
that's
and
what
ha-ha.
I'm hanging out
yeah,
for.
Totally. Hey, by any chance, do you remember a show on TV? It was a game show called Everything Goes. And by the end of the show, supposedly, the contestants had stripped naked. It was on Adult
Swim. No, I don't remember that.
On TV.
Oh.
No, but I remember back in the day when they scrambled Showtime and every once
yes.
in a while, you'd
yes.
a boobie show
yes.
up.
Yes. Like, oh, man. Yeah. I'd be sitting in front of the TV all night waiting for that. I did.
Wait for that boobie to
yep.
show up.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Bad TV you used to love.
How about Box?
About what?
Box?
Box? Oh, botched.
Botched.
Like,
yeah. Botched.
Like botched surgeries?
Yeah, they do cosmetic surgeries.
Oh.
They fix people when they've had bad ones, and it's really awful, but it's really interesting, too.
I'm sure they really do some major close-ups on the botched jobs first, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why you
That's
love
That's interesting.
It.
Thank All you right. for calling. Thanks. Wow. Hi, KLOS. Terrible TV you like.
Yes, it's called Room 104.
I don't know that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's disturbing.
Okay.
It's a Twilight Zone, but it's a disturbing Twilight Zone. So there's a lot of different episodes, and they're, you know, just random episodes, but some of them are so disturbing to watch.
Nice.
That it's good.
Where is it on? What's it on?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
HBO.
HBO, Room 104.
All right.
I checked into that. Thank you. Thanks. Hi, KLOS. Terrible TV that you like.
So we're talking about some bad theater. Well, I have some brand new neighbors. They just made a sex tape.
Oh.
They don't know it yet. But
they don't know it yet.
So you videotaped them is what you're saying?
Men of a certain age, man. That was only on for a couple years. That Ray Romano. I love that show. It maybe made it like two seasons. I loved it.
I like that show, too. I don't think it was terrible.
Yeah, well, Ray Romano is very good. He's a very funny dude.
Yeah, no, that was good. So
I remember another one. I Can See Your Voice. Did you ever see that? I Can See Your Voice.
I Can See
Your
Voice.
There's like six people that are lip syncing, and one of them is really singing, and the judges don't know who's singing and who's not.
Does sound like kind of pointless and
it's
terrible, but you loved
beyond
it.
Words, and it. I watched it for 2 days.
Sounded like an acid trip to me.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What a story arc we have on this one.
No kidding.
So earlier today, we were making fun of people who were down at the courthouse for Britney Spears because they were saying free Britney, and I was like, do you really know the details behind everything that's going on? Because I don't.
Right.
And it's odd to think you do.
And it's very unusual for us to not know the full story of something before we talk about it
on
the radio.
I mean, that's not
very unusual.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Not first time for everything.
But are we going to say who this is?
Oh, yeah. Should we give you a false name, or are you...
You can say who
Let's call you Paul.
Okay, Paul. Hi, Paul.
Thank you for joining us.
You don't do that.
All right, listen.
Music director of MTV at one time over at KQ, music director as well. So you kind of have your pulse on all the stuff that's going on musically.
What is it that you feel about the Britney Spears thing? Because you texted us immediately. We don't know what we're talking about, and that's normal.
We're used to that.
Every day. I think I do that once a day.
Yes, it's a normal thing for us.
No,
yes.
You guys are wrong, as usual.
The Britney armies, they're in support of her, and they've been with her in this journey where she has tried to get herself removed from this conservatorship for years. And yesterday, I think it was the culmination of the Framing Britney Spears documentary, which finally showed everybody what really happened from a totally different viewpoint than it had been shown all these years, along with her army of people who've been with her. And they're with her because they're either a fan of her music or they felt for her situation personally, as she is a victim of, you know, she has mental illness and she has been painted as this person who is not seen as someone with a disability, and she's seen as someone who's crazy or who's difficult. Or
right.
But she's an artist. I mean, that's kind of typical. I mean, they're all a little bit, you have to be a little cracked to be creating interesting stuff generally, right?
I mean, yes, possibly so. Yes. I mean, I think anyone's creative has, you know, an open mind and an open side to them. But in this particular case, I think it's that she was extremely young.
Right.
When she started working, she was 8 years old. And so your parents are hyper involved in your life. And she's 39 years old now, and she should be able to make her own decisions. And no one really had an idea of how bad it was for her until she spoke publicly yesterday. It wasn't going to be public. And she said, please make it public.
Why did she wait this long to speak about it if it was that bad?
I think she has tried through the courts and through the conservatorship through the years to talk about it. And I also think it's gaslighting on her part of the conservatorship that she thinks she can't say these things. She performed when she had 104 degree fever. There's video all over the internet. She felt she had to. You could say, arguably, the conservatorship never outlined that she had to do these things in order to keep her salary, but she felt she had to. Why? Well, that needs to be looked at because
it's not something they could do.
Right. And this almost kind of seems like one of those situations where back in the day, someone could claim, oh, this person needs some help. We need to put them in an asylum and get help for them. And it was, you know, to kind of grab their money or grab their estate. I mean, and they didn't really have any choice in the matter at the time. This sounds close to that.
It does. They have put her in a situation where she didn't have any say over how anything in her life could go. And when it would be different if she worked at Target and they were saying, we want part of your money. And she went to this job every day. This is a performance by her that her father is profiting off of.
Right.
And it's her ability to perform that keeps this train going. And she doesn't want to anymore. She wants a break. She wants to try to have a family. She has a boyfriend. She wants a life, and she can't do it. And she has made all this money, and she doesn't have access to it. It has to be looked at and given. She has to be given a chance to prove otherwise. What I mean? It's not. Yeah. It's not on her.
And most of these details, it seems like, is coming out of a New York Times article, right?
Yes, from her testimony yesterday. Oh, they were trying to live stream it, and it crashed. I guess you couldn't listen to it.
So many people. Well, yeah, I think you've actually talked Kevin and I into going down and protesting for all day tomorrow. Anytime, it doesn't matter, just to not come into work, and we're going to go protest.
It's tomorrow from 3 to 7.
Yeah, we'll be out there. Thank you.
Wow, we knew nothing. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and that wraps it up for us.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm a little concerned about our new job, ball watchers. I'm kind of hoping maybe there's not any more stories about
it. We're the ball watcher hosts. So if anything comes along.
I don't remember signing up for.
We've got you covered.
All right, so I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1966 when the final Beatles World Tour began in Munich. From that point on, they concentrated mostly on their work in the studio, which resulted in Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Billy Joel graduated from high school on this day in rock in 1992. He hadn't actually graduated with his class back in 1967 because of a missed English credit. The person of interest, a blogger who had leaked some finished tracks from Guns N' Roses' Chinese Democracy, was visited by the FBI for a cease and desist letter on this day in rock in 2008.